Here's a song that became a hit, kind of a surprise hit, a few years ago.
I'm at the Pizza Hut.
What?
I'm at the Taco Bell.
What?
I'm at the combination Pizza Hut and Taco Bell.
No one was more surprised than one of the rappers who made it, Himanshu Suri.
I didn't think we really expected much to come out of it. This was when people just threw songs up on MySpace for fun.
Back then, Himanshu Suri, who performs under the name Heems, was part of a group called Das Racist. He and a college friend used humor to take on tough issues like race, but their songs were often dismissed as hipster rap.
When we kept on getting called hipster rap, joke rap, and all these things, it just kind of became frustrating having to explain yourself all the time. People were trying to tell me I was this rich, like, hipster kid, and I was just like, that's not me.
Heems felt confined by that image. Now he's out on his own with a new album called Eat, Pray, Thug. He reflects on what he says is his real story, a young man who grew up the son of Indian Hindu immigrants in Queens, New York.
In the 10th grade, sat in class, saw the towers and the planes, and I've never been the same, never, ever been the same.
September 11th, 2001, Heems was a student at an elite Manhattan high school just blocks from the World Trade Center. He could see the towers from his school.
From different parts of the building, you could see people jumping. I don't know, I was like 15 or 16, so that was probably the most traumatic thing. But from that day, what I really remember is me and my friends were a group of about 30 to 40 Muslims, Hindus, Christians, Jews, and we all just kind of came together realizing in that moment that we needed to be there to protect one another. And I remember a construction worker that day yelling at this 15-year-old girl we were with who was wearing a hijab, like, go back to where you came from. And this was a grown adult. So that really struck me because I guess prior to then, you know, growing up, yeah, kids would call me Gandhi or Habib or Apu or whatever, but it was kids, you know. So at this moment, seeing that much hate from an adult towards like a 15-year-old girl really messed with my head.
We're going flag shopping for American flags. They're staring at our turbans. They're calling them rags. They're calling them towels. They're calling them diapers. They're more like crowns. Let's strike them like vipers. I know why.
After 9/11, things felt kind of unsafe for the brown community. We immediately went to buy these bumper stickers to put on our car or these flags to hang in our windows so our neighbors, who we had lived with for 20 years, knew that we were American and that we were proud to be American, that we did not support terrorism. And this always happens when a terrorist attack happens. Like, you know, I have my Muslim friends feel like they need to speak out and say, you know, we don't support terrorism. Of course they don't. Why would they even have to make that comment?
Federal agents tap my mobile phone and use drones to track my mobile home. The towers hit the planes. I guess it was written. But now they are looking at us different. They looking at us different.
Another song on the new album is called Al-Qaeda, though he spells it A-L-Q-8-A. Why did you do that? What's the different spelling there?
I don't know, man. Maybe just if I had to write those words in emails all the time, I wasn't trying to get flagged by the NSA.
Our haters are guns from Al-Qaeda. Naysayers, see you now or get you later.
There is anger on this album. Hi, haters are guns from Al-Qaeda. Now, Heems is using lines there from another New York rapper. He's also pointing to the irony that Al-Qaeda had its hands on American weapons from the earlier wars in Afghanistan. But I had to ask Heems about this song, which his record label had some concerns about. Don't you know as a rapper that if you sing something like that, hi haters, our guns from Al-Qaeda, naysayers, see you now or get you later, like it is going to rile people?
Yeah, I guess I should have thought about it more. I mean, when I make this work, I just get in there and it comes out of me. And especially on this record, it was hella therapeutic. So I probably should think more about that. Obviously, I feel like in certain ways I was a bigger victim of 9/11 than a lot of other people in America. Most of the people getting pissed off about it were in Indiana and stuff. Like, I was literally there and then further victimized, like, on the one hand feeling like a victim of this event and then on the other hand being made to feel like guilty of it. So, I mean, I don't know if people think that I'm celebrating 9/11. I mean, obviously, when you listen to the album, that's not the case. My label was obviously like, we're not going near that song.
Your label's saying they don't want to go near that song at all.
Uh-huh.
Do you understand why?
Yeah, probably because of what you just said, yeah. People might take it from me identifying with or supporting terrorism, which is insane to me.
He has had other disagreements with his label. He was told, for example, that this song, Patriot Act, seems dated.
Babylon police and the people.
Take a man and they shift him. That Patriot Act, that's a privacy prison.
The Patriot Act, which gave the government huge leeway to monitor suspected terrorists, was passed by Congress 14 years ago. But Heems says if you are brown in America, the feeling of being a target is as real today as it was then. I was reading your Twitter feed. What happened in North Carolina, Chapel Hill, seemed to really grip you. I mean, three Muslims were shot. And I just want to read one tweet that you retweeted. Muslim shooter equals terrorist, black shooter equals thug, white shooter equals just a tiff about a parking spot.
What I mean there is obviously, yeah, if it was a black shooter, then it was a thug like Ferguson. If it's a white shooter, oh, it was just a parking spot. This has nothing to do with race. Well, it clearly does. When the victim's father says, my daughter told me a week ago that they have a neighbor who harasses them and that they're worried. And then a week later this happens. Don't tell me it's about a parking spot.
We had an interview with President Obama, you know, after we were seeing, you know, this number of young unarmed black men dying at the hands of police. And we asked if racial tensions in this country are worse now than when he took office. And he made the argument that a lot of it is just the fact that the conversation about this is more prominent. But what do you think? How would you answer that question?
I would actually agree with that. I would say the conversation's popping up more. I mean, I wrote that song, New York City Cops, where I literally list out the murders or the beatings of innocent, unarmed black men in New York over the last 20, 30 years. And so when Ferguson happened, a lot of people were tweeting my song, New York City Cops. And so, you know, or even like a song like Al-Qaeda or Patriot Act, yeah, it has to do with 9/11. But then when the shootings happened in France, you know, it popped up again. So I don't think it's a matter of like dated or timely or not. I think it's a constant conversation. And I think now more people are having that conversation.
Those giant metal birds in the sky brought my parents here and made things confusing. And then crashed into those buildings and made things confusing.
That's rapper Himanshu Suri. He performs under the name Heems. And his new album is called Eat, Pray, Thug. It's out this week.